Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Kisisa, Tavshanayin Vav. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu a tzivui to count the Bnei Yisrael. In Perek Lam and Pasuk Yud Beis, the Torah says, Kisisa es Rosh Bnei Yisrael if Gudehem, when you will count the Bnei Yisrael, V'nosnu ishkayfer nafshe l'ashem if Gudehem. Each person shall give something to atone for his soul. And as a result, there will not be a plague. We know that it is usher to count the Bnei Yisrael one by one. So therefore, what should be given? This shall be given. In Perek Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, the Seder says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that they should give a machzis ha-shekel. Rashi, on the words Zeh Yitnu, says something very interesting. Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu was not sure what this machzis ha-shekel looked like. Moshe Rabbeinu was not sure what this coin looked like. Therefore, Rashi says on the words Zeh, why does it say this shall be given, this in particular? Rashi says, Haraloi kemin mapeya shalish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu a fiery coin. Umishkala machzis ha-shekel. And the weight of it was a machzis ha-shekel of Amar Loi kazeh yitnu. And he said, it is this, like this, coin shall be given. This is a very strange concept. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu knew the whole Torah. We also knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was acutely aware of everything around him. And we also know that Moshe Rabbeinu was extremely wealthy. So why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu did not know what this coin looked like? How is it possible that he was not aware of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking about? We may answer in the following way. There are two interesting midrashim in this week's parasha. The Medrash Tanchuma says that when Moshe Rabbeinu heard that the Klal Yisrael must give money for their atonement, as the Torah says, Ish kaifer nafshoi, it was given for a kapara. What kapara for what? A kapara for the chet ha'egel. Moshe Rabbeinu became afraid. He feared that it would cost Klal Yisrael a large amount of money. Because after all, to have a kapara for something which was so terrible, one would need a tremendous amount of money. For that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knew what Moshe Rabbeinu was thinking, said, Zeh Yitnu. I promise that a kikar of silver isn't needed. You don't need a tremendous amount that weighs a lot. However, machzis ha-shekel, it's only a machzis ha-shekel. The second medrash also says something similar. That when Klal Yisrael heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to ask them for money, for a kapara, they were afraid that it would cost them a lot of money. They were afraid that all the money that they got by the Bizas Hayam, all the money that they got by the Yam Suf, would be gone, there would be nothing left. For that reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Zeh Yitnu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out the fiery machzis ha-shekel from under the Kisei HaKavod, and he showed it to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said, this is what they should give. We learn from here something extremely valuable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, does not expect from us great and terrible tshuvas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us little steps. It is the little steps that lead to the smaller steps, and then to the bigger steps that bring a person to tshuva shlema. Without that, without starting with the little steps, a person cannot reach the great heights that he's supposed to. Moshe Rabbeinu was extremely distressed. He thought that in order for Klal Yisrael to get over this tremendous hump of being over on the Chet HaEgel, of doing this tremendous sin, they would have to do something bombastic and forceful and powerful. Klal Yisrael had the same concern. To that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu a lesson for Doris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu the lesson that it is not the quantity that a person gives, it's the quality that a person gives. It's the kavana that goes in with it. And that is why the Medrash tells us, and Rashi says, it was a fiery machzis ha-shekel. What was fiery about it? Why is fire associated with this? Because fire comes to denote that this is something which had a tremendous effect. We know fire can have a devastating effect. It can also be something which is tremendously beneficial. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the fiery machzis ha-shekel in order to show him that just by having the proper kavana of the machzis ha-shekel, the proper kavana of being able to start slowly, to start small, but with the proper concentration and dedication, one can even overcome this tremendous aveira of chet ha'egel. A good Shabbos.